A comprehensive solution for the control of particle contamination in high-purity process chemicals. Abstract. As semiconductor devices become increasingly complex, and the critical particle size for today's leading-edge technology nodes decreases into the sub-10 nanometer size range, the control and mitigation of potentially yield-impacting particle contamination at the smallest possible particle size becomes ever more crucial. Until recently, there has been a significant sensitivity gap between the critical particle size and the detection limit of traditional chemical particle counters. With industry-leading 20 nanometer sensitivity, the Chem20 chemical particle counter provides a comprehensive solution for the control and mitigation of particle contamination at 20 nanometers in ultra-pure chemical applications. The use cases presented here show how the Chem20 can be utilized throughout the microelectronics industry in a variety of applications at semiconductor manufacturers, at chemical suppliers, and at tool and component suppliers. Introduction. The detection and elimination of yield-impacting particle contamination in high-purity process chemicals has been a continuous challenge in the semiconductor industry, and this challenge is becoming increasingly imperative as the critical particle size for modern technology nodes decreases to 10 nanometers and smaller. Traditional chemical particle counters, typically limited in sensitivity to particles around 30 to 40 nanometers in diameter or larger, no longer provide sufficient sensitivity for modern high-end process chemical applications. However, thanks to recent advances in laser optics and detector technology, the Chem20 chemical particle counter provides particle sensitivity down to 20 nanometers in process chemicals, with 9 nanometer sensitivity in the case of metallic particles. This makes the Chem20 the world's most sensitive inline chemical optical particle counter, providing real-time, actionable 20 nanometer particle data suitable for a wide range of high-purity process chemical applications throughout the microelectronics industry. Since the performance of chemical particle counters is influenced by the refractive index of the chemical being measured, the Chem20 is available in two configurations to ensure that optimal particle sensitivity is achieved in every application. The standard Chem20 is optimized for low refractive index fluids including water, hydrofluoric acid, hydrogen peroxide, and ammonium hydroxide, while the Chem20HI is optimized for higher refractive index fluids including hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid. For high-sensitivity optical particle counters such as the Chem20, a chemical media's background light scattering, often referred to as molecular scattering, can become a significant problem. For some chemicals, it can overwhelm the optical detector and prevent the detection of light scattered from particles. The Chem20's high scatter mode detects particles in many high scattering chemicals that would otherwise be impossible, providing industry-leading particle sensitivity in the widest range of different process chemicals. This application note presents a selection of applications that demonstrate how the Chem20 can be a valuable tool for the control and mitigation of particle contamination down to 20 nanometers. Chemical suppliers. As the critical particle size for semiconductor devices continues to shrink, the purity of the process chemicals used in their manufacture becomes increasingly important. Chemical suppliers will use a variety of techniques, including filtration, distillation, and ion exchange, to achieve the lowest possible particle contamination levels in their product, but without the ability to actually detect and quantify particle contamination, there is no guarantee contamination levels meet the increasingly strict requirements of today's semiconductor manufacturers. The Chem20 is used by chemical suppliers to verify in real-time particle levels are below acceptable limits before dispatching product to end users. Particle contamination is measured at the cleanest inline sample point immediately before product is dispensed into the shipping container, ensuring supplier confidence in their quality checks. Figure 1 in the PDF version of this paper shows where the Chem20 is used during the filling of transportation containers of high-purity sulfuric acid. The open supply valve feeds acid under pressure into the container and through the Chem20, connected in parallel. After the containers are filled, the supply valve is closed and a secondary post-fill measurement is performed. The container is first pressurized, which then allows a small sample of the acid to flow back out of the container and through the Chem 20. This measurement determines how much particle contamination is added to the chemical from the filling process and the internal surfaces of the shipping containers. Figure 2 in the PDF version of this paper shows results from a series of measurements made during the filling and post-filling of 9 ISO tank containers over a period of several weeks. The solid bars indicate the average particle concentration measured during the container filling process, and the shaded bars indicate the additional particles detected for each container during the post-fill measurements. In general, the particle levels during filling were found to be relatively consistent, with one test, labeled A in Figure 2, being a clear outlier. The particle concentration during this test was found to be elevated due to particles shed by a badly functioning valve upstream, which was later rectified. As expected, more particles were detected in the post-fill tests than during filling. The majority of these particles are likely to have come from the inner surfaces of the shipping containers. These measurements also display far greater variability, indicating significant differences in the cleanliness of individual containers. The container labeled B in Figure 2 added an especially high level of particle contamination to the chemical, indicating a cleanliness issue with the container to be addressed. The post-fill particle measurements provide a useful indication of particle levels in the chemical when it is received by the semiconductor manufacturer and clearly show the detrimental effect that individual shipping containers can have on the particle contamination levels in the final chemical delivery, even if the chemical is very clean at the point of filling. Semiconductor manufacturers. Incoming chemical deliveries. When receiving deliveries of high-purity process chemicals from the chemical supplier, semiconductor manufacturers will often perform particle measurements to verify the chemical is sufficiently clean before accepting it into their facility, where it may prove very difficult or impossible for their filtration system to adequately clean it of impurities, even after repeated circulation. Figure 3 in the PDF version of this paper outlines a series of measurements made with the Chem 20 for incoming sulfuric acid deliveries as they were received at the semiconductor manufacturer. A small amount of chemical was transferred via the connection module from the shipping container into a smaller intermediate transfer container. The transfer container was then lightly pressurized with nitrogen to flow the chemical through the Chem 20. This intermediate step was necessary to ensure the particle measurements were not affected by pulsations generated by the large diaphragm pumps normally used to unload the chemical from the container. Chemical deliveries were tested in this way from 2 different chemical suppliers, referred to in Figure 4 in the PDF version of this paper as Supplier A and Supplier B, with 2 deliveries being tested from each supplier. A clear and consistent difference was identified in the cleanliness of the deliveries between the 2 suppliers. At 20 nanometers, Supplier A's chemical was found to be an order of magnitude more contaminated than the chemical from Supplier B. The difference between the 2 suppliers becomes less obvious at larger particle sizes and is barely visible at all above 100 nanometers. Since particles smaller than 100 nanometers are a significant concern for modern semiconductor manufacturers, this demonstrates the advantage of detecting particles at the smallest sizes. If particles larger than 70 nanometers or 100 nanometers were detected, the difference in cleanliness between the 2 suppliers' chemical and the critical sub-70 nanometer particle size range would be much less obvious. Chemical distribution module. Inside the semiconductor manufacturing facility, chemical distribution modules control the supply of ultra-pure process chemicals to the point of use, POU. Since the chemical dispensed at the POU will often come into direct contact with wafers, masks, and other critical surfaces, it is crucial the chemical does not contain yield-threatening particle contamination at the point of distribution. Figure 5 in the PDF version of this paper shows a schematic for measurements carried out using a Chem 20 connected upstream and downstream of the final 2 nanometer filter inside a chemical distribution module, CDM, for sulfuric acid. The filter is located at a point just before the acid is dispensed to the POU. The acid was already circulated with 2 nanometer filtration before being transferred to the day tanks, so the particle measurements upstream and downstream of the filter in the CDM should be fairly similar. Measurements were performed over several days following the delivery of four different chemical batches, and the average results are summarized in Figure 6 in the PDF version of this paper. As expected, the particle measurements upstream and downstream of the filter in the CDM were relatively similar for most batches. However, a significant difference was identified following the delivery of the first batch. The acid reaching the CDM from the day tanks contained significantly more 20 nanometer particles than any of the other three batches. Not only did the Chem-20 reveal the relatively high level of particle contamination in the chemical reaching the CDM, but the results indicate the additional filtration inside the CDM was successful in reducing the particle contamination to a more typical level before the chemical was dispensed to the critical POU. Filter wetting. Particle filtration is one of the most important tools used to control particle contamination in high-purity chemicals. Over time, the performance of particle filters can degrade due to wear and tear on the filter membranes and fouling. Therefore, in order to maintain optimal filtration performance, filters should be maintained and replaced according to the filter manufacturer's recommendations. Before a new filter can be installed into a chemical system, the filter membranes need to be wetted by flowing liquid through the filter. This is typically performed using a low surface tension fluid, such as a solution of IPA and water, and then subsequently flushing with UPW to remove the IPA and any residual particle contamination. Figure 7 in the PDF version of this paper shows a schematic for measurements performed using a Chem-20 in a dedicated filter wetting machine used by a semiconductor manufacturer to wet and flush new particle filters before they are used in production. Two new particle filters with filtration ratings of 2 nanometers and 15 nanometers were tested using this system, with the particle concentration downstream of each filter measured by the Chem-20 for more than 24 hours. The results from these measurements are shown in Figures 8A and 8B in the PDF version of this paper. In both cases, the filters released a significant amount of particle contamination during the initial wetting period, after which the particle concentration gradually decreased as the filters cleaned up. The 15 nanometer filter contained a much greater number of sub 70 nanometer particles than the 2 nanometer filter and took significantly longer to stabilize at a baseline particle level. The 15 nanometer filter took over 12 hours to stabilize at the baseline level, whereas the 2 nanometer filter was already reasonably stable after around 4 hours and stabilized at a much lower particle concentration. Real-time particle data such as this can be used to establish a time-efficient filter wetting protocol to ensure filters are sufficiently clean before their use in the production process. Filter aging. When particle filters are replaced as part of a regular maintenance schedule, a useful consideration to keep in mind is that the manufacturer's specified filter rating may not always correlate with the actual performance of the filter. The real-world performance of particle filters can depend on filter type, manufacturer, and even the length of operation. Older filters accumulate particulate matter over time that decreases the filter's porosity, which results in greater particle retention at the expense of increased flow resistance. At the very end of the filter's lifespan, it can start to shed some of this accumulate particulate matter, resulting in increased particle contamination downstream. Newer filters can also take some time to settle in after installation before performing at optimal efficiency. Figure 9 in the PDF version of this paper shows a schematic of measurements made using the Chem-20 with IPA circulated within a wafer cleaning tool. IPA is pumped out of the rinsing tank, through a particle filter, through a heater, and then back into the tank with the Chem-20 connected via a T-connector immediately downstream from the filter. Since IPA is a high molecular scattering fluid, the Chem-20 was operating in high scatter mode for these tests, which means the minimum detectable particle size was raised slightly to 24 nanometers. The original filter was rated at 10 nanometers and had been installed in the tool for more than 1 year prior to testing. After the measurement, this filter was replaced with a brand new 5 nanometer rated filter and the measurement repeated. The average particle concentrations before and after replacing the old 10-nanometer filter with the new 5-nanometer filter are summarized in Figure 10. Despite being rated at a lower particle size, the old 10-nanometer filter was found to perform much better than the new 5-nanometer filter during testing, with fewer than half the number of particles larger than 24 nanometers detected downstream. These results demonstrate how the expected performance of particle filters based on manufacturer specifications can differ from reality. One possibility is that the difference in performance between the two filters is due to the newer filter not yet working at its optimal filtration efficiency. Real-time data provided by the Chem20 allows the user to evaluate the actual performance of their particle filters. For older filters, the Chem20 can be used to determine whether the filter is still performing satisfactorily or if it is close to the end of its lifespan and should be replaced. The Chem20 can be of value to check whether new filters are filtering at optimal efficiency before use in production. Mask blank manufacturers. Photomasks are used to transfer the minute, highly complex circuit patterns for semiconductors onto the wafers. After manufacture, mask blanks must be cleaned to remove residual particle contamination that will impact the integrity of the transferred circuit patterns, so it is important the fluid used for the cleaning process is also free from particle contamination. Figure 11 in the PDF version of this paper shows the results of particle measurements carried out using the Chem20 installed into a mask blank cleaning tool, with the Chem20 connected at the point where fresh cleaning fluid is supplied to the cleaning bath. A measurement was first performed using the standard configuration that would normally be used during the cleaning process, and then was repeated after the installation of an additional filter immediately before the sample point. A measurement was performed initially using only ultra-pure water, UPW, as the cleaning fluid, and then was repeated with a solution of potassium hydroxide, KOH. The results with UPW were not as expected, with the particle concentration found to be higher after installing the filter. The reason for this was not certain, however, the UPW was already extremely clean to begin with, and it is possible that particles were introduced into the system when the filter was installed. When the test was repeated with the less clean KOH solution, the particle concentration decreased by over one order of magnitude. In this case, the Chem20 data informs the manufacturer there was no benefit gained from using the additional filter with UPW as the cleaning liquid. However, the additional filter offered a significant benefit when using KOH as the cleaning liquid. Process tool manufacturers. Wet process equipment is used extensively in semiconductor manufacturing facilities with a variety of chemicals for cleaning, etching, plating, developing, and other wet process applications. Such tools are likely to contain many active components, including pumps, filters, and valves, that can generate or shed particle contamination. The tools also contain many internal surfaces that can act as particle traps, increasing the time taken for the tool to clean up. As a result, process tools can require a significant amount of flushing post-manufacture before use in production. Figure 12 in the PDF version of this paper shows a schematic for the particle cleanliness evaluation of a single wafer wet process cleaning tool performed using the Chem20 at the equipment manufacturer. By performing particle measurements on the fluid going into the wet process tool, sample point 1, which is filtered immediately upstream to 5 nanometers, as well as the fluid coming out of the tool, sample point 2, it is possible to determine how many particles are being added to the outgoing fluid by the tool. The results for both sample points after approximately 10 hours of flushing are summarized in Figure 13. The particle concentration measured at sample point 1 was very low, as would be expected immediately downstream from a 5-nanometer filter. However, the particle concentration at sample point 2 was increased by several orders of magnitude, indicating this tool was still releasing significant amounts of particle contamination, even after 10 hours of flushing. In general, the tool manufacturer has a final particle cleanliness requirement that must be met and will continue to flush the tool until it is sufficiently clean. The Chem20 allows such particle qualification checks to be performed conveniently in real time. As well as qualification and general particle cleanliness tests, the Chem 20 can also be used to troubleshoot particle contamination issues and to identify highly contaminating components that should be replaced. Figure 14 in the PDF version of this paper shows a comparison of particle measurements performed on a photoresist coater and developer track. The Chem 20 was sampling a proprietary photoresist thinning agent connected to the POU at the chemical dispensing nozzle. Since this chemical produced a relatively high amount of molecular scattering, the Chem 20 operated in high scatter mode with the size sensitivity reduced slightly to 24 nanometers. Tests were made in sequence from several different tracks, with SP5 wafer scanning tests also performed by the tool manufacturer in parallel. The results are summarized in Figure 15 in the PDF version of this paper. Both the Chem 20 and SP5 analysis measured a significantly higher number of particles at track B than at track A. After some troubleshooting, an aging manifold block within track B was replaced and the measurement repeated. The particle concentration decreased by one order of magnitude after replacing the manifold block and was also lower than at track A. In addition, the Chem 20 measurements correlated consistently with the results from the SP5 wafer scanning tests. Although the SP5 tests detected a higher number of particles during each test, this was not unexpected considering the SP5 tests were counting particles at a smaller particle size. Since wet process equipment contains many components that are potential sources of particle contamination, the ability to troubleshoot highly contaminating components in real time without the need for offline laboratory analysis offers a significant benefit to equipment manufacturers. Conclusion: the Chem 20 has been used successfully for the control and mitigation of yield-impacting nanoparticle contamination in process chemicals throughout the microelectronic industry. The examples presented in this application note demonstrate how the Chem 20 can be used by chemical suppliers, semiconductor manufacturers, process equipment manufacturers, and photomask manufacturers for a broad range of applications, including the cleanliness verification of outgoing and incoming chemical batch deliveries, filter performance evaluation, and process tool cleanliness evaluation. Particle data provided by the Chem 20 has also been successfully applied to troubleshoot particle contamination sources and to identify and confirm potential improvement areas. As the critical particle size for the most advanced technology nodes continues to shrink, the cleanliness of the chemical media, process tools, and materials used in their manufacture will play an increasing role in the yield of these devices. With industry-leading 20 nanometer sensitivity, the Chem 20 provides the ability to detect particles as close to the critical dimension size as possible. The author of this paper is David Green, an applications engineer at Particle Measuring Systems. David Green has an extensive background in particle physics with over 12 years of experience working in the field of particle metrology. He is currently an applications engineer at Particle Measuring Systems.
Chem 20 trademark is a trademark of Particle Measuring Systems Inc. Copyright 2020 Particle Measuring Systems. All rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems Inc. App Note 294.